Just a little PowerPoint. But firstly, I've got a couple of questions. And I want you to be really honest in your answer to this first question. I promise I'm not going to ask for details. So if you put your hand up, I'm not going to come round with the mic. Okay? My first question is, who here has at least one bad habit? Pam's hand went straight up there. Pam, what is it? No, I'm joking. Okay. So, you know, it could be anything from, like, biting your nails, burping at the dinner table. I bet you do that, Ella. No, you don't. Sorry, that's not very kind, is it? That's a bad habit of mine, embarrassing people. Or it could be anything from how we speak to people or what we eat or how we spend our time. All these things can be bad habits. But I know that some of you also have really good habits. Can anyone tell me a good habit that you have? Or a good habit that you know that somebody else has? Just shout out if you can think of one. It's a sorry state of affairs if there's no good habits in this room. Trying to find the positive in people. Great. Amy. Looking after your rabbit. Lovely. Making lists. Any more? Two more. I'm being very demanding this morning. Being grateful. Oh, don't ruin my sermon. Feeding people. Yes. Helping people. Fantastic. Thanks so much. Okay, so there's loads of good exercises. I'm sure many of you got some, like, eating well, exercise, being kind, making your bed, all these things that are good habits. Now, why are they so important? Why is it so important whether we have good habits or bad habits? Well, let me share with you a little old, Jonathan, I'm going to need your help. A little old saying that some of you might know. You may have heard this before. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. And watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. And when I say character, we're talking about the qualities that make you who you are. So it's really important, isn't it, that we have good habits in our life. And this is where thankfulness comes in. Thank you, Miranda, for sharing that one. You know, the happiest people I think I know are the people that are the most thankful in life. They've made being thankful a habit, something they practice over and over again in life. And, you know, there's someone in the Bible that was exceptionally thankful. A guy called Paul, who wrote a lot of the New Testament, and he's always going on about thanks. And I'm just going to put a verse up on the next slide. And what I want you to do is, I want to find out who knows what the missing words are on the next slide. So Jonathan, could you put that one up for me, the next one? Right. Rejoice, pray, give thanks. Now, does anyone think they can tell me what comes after rejoice? Don't flick yet, Jonathan, because they all need to be said before. Can anyone? Ella? Rejoice always. Okay. What do we reckon for pray? Continually. Okay. And give thanks. And there's three words there, you'll notice. No? Sorry? For everything. Not quite, but similar. Sorry? In all circumstances. Let's have a look, Jonathan. Yay, we got it. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Put your hand up if you give thanks in all circumstances. What? No? Okay, no one. That's a hard one, isn't it? What? Even when things are really hard, even when we're struggling, I think Paul says, yes. Not because God needs it, not because he needs our thanks, but because it's good for us to give thanks. It's good because of the qualities it gives us. It's good because actually when we face hard times, if we're thankful people, if we practice it in the small things, it helps us when things are really difficult in life. And thankfulness is contagious, isn't it? Contagious means, you know, people catch it like a cold. If you're thankful, people catch that from you. There was a story of a lady in an elderly, a long-term care hospital. And one day, this student stumbled upon her in the hospital when she was on an unrelated visit and got talking to her. She met her by accident. And this old lady in the hospital had some kind of disease that meant she was losing all the different powers in her life, one by one. And when I say powers, I mean things like sight, hearing, ability to move. But the student that met her was drawn back to her time and time again. She had this sort of strange joy about her in her life. Even though she couldn't move her arms and legs, she would say, "I'm just so happy I can move my neck." When she couldn't move her neck anymore, she just said, "I'm just so glad I can hear and see." And when the student said to her, "What would happen if you lost your sight and sound?" the gentle old lady just said, "I'll just be so grateful that you come to visit me." That's being thankful in every part of life. There's a little saying by a chap called Brother David. I'm not going to try and say all of his name, as you'll see when Jonathan puts the next slide up. Steindl-Rast? Yeah, that'll do. And he said this: "It is not joy that makes us grateful. It is gratitude," so giving thanks, "that makes us joyful." In other words, we shouldn't wait till we feel really happy and everything's great to give thanks. But when we give thanks, we become more joyful. So this service today has been all about practicing thankfulness. And I hope it doesn't stay in this service. I hope today I go away and I give thanks throughout the rest of the day. We've got lots to be thankful for, haven't we? Our lives aren't perfect. We're not perfect. But we become more like Jesus when we practice a life that rejoices always. Could we put that slide back up, Jonathan, the next one, actually? When we pray continually and we give thanks in all circumstances. Shall we just have a moment to be quiet? We'll just take a moment to be quiet. Maybe you want to take this opportunity to give thanks in your own heart for things that you haven't expressed today, and then I'll pray. Lord God, we thank you for every good gift. All good things come from you. Most of all, we thank you for your life and your love for us. Help us today to live in that love, giving thanks, rejoicing always, praying continually, and giving thanks in all circumstances. Amen.